Those who are younger, they're going through a very interesting stage of life, especially those who are entering into their teen years and their mid-teens and upper teens. These can be very difficult times for young people. And I believe that the Bible addresses this concept and this idea of young people. Matter of fact, the passage that is probably the most familiar to all of us is Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Well, the writer said, "Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'" And so remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Serving the Lord isn't just for old fogies, as they say. It isn't just for middle-aged people. It's not just for those who are sick or downtrodden. Serving the Lord is for the young as well. Those who are young, those who are healthy, those who have their whole life ahead of them, as they usually think. And I think it's very important for us, especially those of us who are older, to help to teach those who are younger as best we can to try to make the right decisions and to try to make the proper decisions when it comes to serving the Lord. And so in the first lesson in this series, I want to discuss this question: who is my example? I think that every young person ought to ask themselves this question: who is my example? Who is it that I'm really going to look up to? Who is it that I'm really going to try to be like or try to follow? And as we consider this question, who is my example, I want us to think for a few minutes about three classes of people that we have examples from, or that we can look to for an example. And the first class is those who are disobedient. There are those who are disobedient. Now, there are some who would follow the example of those who are in the world. They just strive to be like the world. After all, that's really the cool thing to do. That's really the in thing to do. It's what everybody else is doing. Folks will think I'm weird, or they'll think I'm strange, or they'll think I'm uncool if I don't participate in the types of things that everybody else is participating with. If I don't wear the same clothes that they wear, or try to get the same kind of car they're driving, or commit the same sins that they are committing, I may be ostracized. I may be looked at as not being normal or not being cool. You know, sadly, over the decades, rebellious children often are lifted up in the minds and the eyes of their peers as some sort of hero. Remember the movie Rebel Without a Cause? I've never watched that movie in its entirety, but I do know that that movie itself kind of put forth this idea of a rebel being a hero. And there are many movies who have done that. But let me tell you this. Before you decide to follow the example of those who are in the world, those that the world thinks are cool, just remember where they are headed. Oh, they may have a few moments in the spotlight in this life. They may have a few moments of glory. They may have a few moments when they can kick back and say, "Yeah, I'm cool," and everybody thinks I'm cool. But let me tell you, those moments are very, very limited. And there's going to come a time when they're going to stand before the judge of this world and they're going to answer for their sins, those sins that they thought was making them so cool in the eyes of other people. You just remember what's going to happen to those who are disobedient. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, passage I quote all the time, picturing the Lord Jesus revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. "These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." Now, as a young person, I know this is not what you want. This is not where you want to head. You don't want to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and flaming fire. I know you don't want that. Don't go for that. Don't go for that route. That's what's going to happen to these cool guys who are cool in their rebellion. Many passages we could look at. Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 23, where Jesus talks about, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, he who does not do the Father's will," they're not headed for heaven. They're headed for eternal destruction. And so these people who are doing these things, who in the world's eyes look so cool, in God's eyes, it's condemning them. Now, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to follow that road of rebellion. In 1 John chapter 2, in verses 15 to 17, John made this very popular statement, "Do not love the world or the things in the world." Those who are cool, those who are rebellious, those who are disobedient, they love the things in the world. And if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Don't follow the example of those who are rebellious. Don't follow the example of those who are disobedient. Because I want to tell you, not only is it going to ultimately bring you this eternal destruction and this eternal punishment, but it's going to lead you into some trouble in this life. Some trouble that you don't want to be in. So don't follow those folks' examples. You know, the Bible is filled with warnings about following those who are disobedient, about following those examples. Even God warned his people as they were taking over the promised land. Many passages that I found on this, Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 23 is one. "And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you, for they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them." They commit all these sins. They commit all these things that are abominable in the eyes of the Lord. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 9, "When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations." Don't follow the abominations of anybody. Don't follow anybody's bad example. The psalmist said in Psalm 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." Look at verse 5 and 6. "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly," watch this, "shall perish." The way of the ungodly shall perish. Now through the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 10. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 10, the wise man writing here says, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." Verse 11, "If they say, 'Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause,' they're going to tempt you. They're going to try to get you to follow them and to do the things that they want you to do. They're going to try to get you to smoke that cigarette, that first cigarette. Go ahead, smoke it. It'll make you look cool. It'll make you seem grown up and adult. Go ahead and smoke that cigarette. Go ahead, try this beer. Go ahead, just have a sip. Think of how the girls will like you. Think of how cool they'll think you are." Let me tell you, these are real temptations that young people face. And you need to stand up in the face of those temptations and remember the end of those people who are committing these sins. In verse 15, "My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. Avoid that with everything that's in you." Go back to Psalm, a few pages back. Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 101, that very long psalm. Psalm 119, verse 101. The psalmist says here, "I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word." That's what we must do. Go again to Proverbs chapter 22 and notice verses 24 and 25. "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for you." Now you can substitute angry man and furious man with any other sinner. Make no friendship with a man who likes to drink, or to smoke, or to go out and practice fornication. Those things aren't cool. Don't make friends with those kind of people. Stay away from those kind of people, lest you begin to follow their example. Jesus even gave a warning in Matthew chapter 23 about the religious leaders of his day and the bad examples that they set. Many places Jesus warned his disciples about them, but he said in Matthew 23 verse 3, "Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do." And so there is the example of the disobedient. But not only as we go to the Word of God do we see that there's the example of the disobedient, but there's also the example of the devoted. You know, a good question is this: who is my hero? Sometimes young people talk about, well, my hero is Superman, or whatever the case may be. I know used to the term idol was used a lot. I don't really particularly like that term. Oh, my idol is so-and-so or such-and-such. That's my hero. Maybe it's a famous football player. Maybe it's a baseball star. Perhaps it's an actor. Maybe even a golfer. Who is your hero? Who is your idol? Who is it that you look up to? You know, we generally try to emulate those that we admire. We try to be like them. You know, instead of hearing young people so much say things like, well, my hero is Peyton Manning, I'd love to hear a young person say, my daddy is my hero. I'd love to hear that from a young person's mouth. Children, if you have been blessed by good and godly parents, set them up as your heroes. Let them be the ones that you want to be like. When I grow up, I'm going to be like my daddy. I like the way he is. He's setting a good example for me, and I'm going to try to be like that. Or for you young ladies, when I grow up, I'm going to try to be like my mom. She's such a good, holy, and godly lady. I want to try to be like that. By the way, this is a word of instruction to those who are parents and those who are hoping to be parents, to make sure that you are setting the type of example that's worth emulating. For example, in Ephesians 6, 1-4, Paul said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. What great honor it would be to say, I'm going to try to be just like them. They're my hero. It says, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Again, turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1-2. We read about children who come to the point to where they didn't honor their father and mother. They weren't trying to follow or emulate their example. They were just disobedient. For men will be lovers of themselves, 2 Timothy 3:2. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. That one found right in the midst of all these other terrible sins. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Don't be disobedient. Look at your parent. If you've been blessed by God with a good one, a lot of people haven't been. Follow the example. But what about the preacher? What if somebody said that, I want to be like the preacher? You know, that places a lot of responsibility upon those who are preachers to set the kind of example that's worth following, to live the type of godly life that people should try to emulate. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, Paul's given young Timothy a lot of instruction in being a preacher. And he says there in verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. You know, one of the greatest compliments I've ever been paid came from young Nick Greenman, who's visited here before, and you've heard me tell this before. He's now a preacher, a friend of mine. And I used to preach years ago in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, when Nick was just a little 7-year-old boy. And he used to always come to me after the lesson and give me his recent picture of me preaching. And he'd point up to me and say, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. By the way, he still does that sometimes, just playing around when we get out and run around some. I'm going to be just like you. But you know, even now, Nick is still looking up to me. And I'm looking up to him, by the way. And what a great compliment to me that he has grown up and become a faithful Christian and that he's now a full-time preacher and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Set these kind of people up as your heroes. Those who are devoted to the Lord. Those are the people you ought to say, I want to be just like that person. Not just parents or preachers, but other godly people as well. other godly men. There are elders. There are deacons who are certainly worth looking up to and emulating in their life. Matter of fact, if they meet the qualifications and if they're qualified, they are definitely worth emulating in your life. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 2, talking about elders, that an elder must be blameless. He's got that good reputation. He's got that good influence, that good character. Follow that. Emulate that. Same thing's true with the deacons in verse 10. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Peter said this over in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, about those who are serving as elders. He said, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." Elders ought to live their lives in such a way as to provide a good example for the flock. But it doesn't really stop there. What about a Bible class teacher or any faithful Christian for that matter? Young people, these are the kind of people you need to look up to. These are the kind of people you need to try to emulate in your life. As you're at that young stage and you're trying to make all these decisions about how your life is going to go, decide now that I'm going to try to be like someone who's holy and godly and truly devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I had two particular Bible class teachers. I had a lot of them, but two particular have always stood out that have always tried to emulate the good characteristics in their lives. And it's helped me tremendously. And I exhort you young people, please do the same. And so as we think about who is my example, we see that there's the example of the disobedient. There's the example of the devoted. And then there is the example of the dead. I thought about what word to use here. Is dead too strong? And then I thought, well, no, actually, that's the very word that the Bible uses. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 11, in that great chapter of faith, the hall of faith, as some people have called it, it says there in verse 4, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain." And so he offered a sacrifice that was acceptable to God. He did right in the sight of God. And it said, "Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous." God testifying of his gifts, and then watch this, "And through it he being dead still speaks." Now what does he mean by that? I'll tell you what he means by that. What he means by that is you and I even today can go back and read about his faith and read about his righteousness and how he obeyed God. We can go to Hebrews 11:4 and find this reminder about how he by faith offered that acceptable sacrifice to God. You and I today can read about that and say, you know, I want to be like that. I want to be the one who offers the acceptable sacrifice to God. I want to be like Abel. And so maybe some of our heroes can be those great men and women who have lived in times past, who have served the Lord very faithfully. Certainly the Bible is full of it. Just with the Apostle Paul alone, there are so many references here where he talks about encouraging people to follow his example, if it's a good example. He says, "Therefore I urge you, imitate me," 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul said, "Imitate me," or "be ye followers of me," as some translations say. Then he says, "Just as I also imitate Christ." If I ever stop following Christ, you stop following me. But if I'm following the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully, Paul says, imitate me. Follow me in that. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul says there, "Brethren, join in my example." See that? "And note those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern." Philippians 4, 8 and 9. "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me," Paul said. "These do. And the God of peace will be with you." On and on we can find statements like this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 and 10, where the Apostle Paul talks about how they set the proper example while they were among them at Thessalonica insofar as working and laboring and earning their money. And 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul writes there and says, "However, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life." Over in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, Paul says, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus." But not just Paul, so many others that we learn from. For example, those Israelites who passed through the wilderness and they became disobedient to God, and they were guilty of idolatry, and then they were guilty of complaining, and then they were guilty of fornication. In verse 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6 there, it says, "Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted." And then verse 11, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon the whom the ends of the ages have come." These people, the things these people done, these people have been dead for many years. But these things that they did, these bad things that they did, are written so that we may learn from their example, that we may not follow their example of disobedience. Then, of course, there's the Lord. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and He's living in heaven at the right hand of God. But the Lord did die. He's no longer walking as a flesh and blood man on this earth as He did back in the first century. But He's certainly there as our example. Matter of fact, He is the ultimate example. He is our ultimate hero. He's the ultimate one that we should try to emulate and try to follow and try to be like. I'm going to be like Jesus when I grow up. Would you think that blasphemy if you heard a young person say something like that? I wouldn't. I'd love to hear something like that. Matter of fact, we adults ought to say more like that. I'm going to get up this morning. You know, I'm going to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus today. 1 Peter 2:21, Peter writes and says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps." To this, John adds in 1 John 2 and verse 6, "He who says he abides in Him that is in Christ ought himself also to walk just as He walked." And by the way, young people, when we're talking about emulating those who are dead, how about those who, when they were alive, obeyed the gospel? Acts 6 verse 7 is just one verse that mentions those that did so. "Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith." Yeah, you can learn a lesson from priests of the first century who heard the gospel and became obedient to the faith. It's so important for young people. It's so important for all of us to try to follow the example of those who have served the Lord, or those who are serving the Lord in a very, very faithful way. I was once that age. Seems like it's been a long time ago, but I remember those days very vividly and very clearly. I remember many of the challenges that I faced, many of the tough decisions that I had to make. And I made a lot of wrong ones. And I just hope and pray that I can help to encourage you this evening and throughout this series of lessons, that you might make the right decisions in some of these situations that we're going to be talking about in the future lessons. That you would be brave and that you would be strong, because young people are able, they are capable of serving the Lord faithfully. Many do it all the time. I have friends that I admire, friends who are around my age or maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, and they never had a wild spell. They never had a wild streak. Sure, they might have made some wrong decisions, but it seemed that they all in all remained faithful through their teen years. What a wonderful blessing. And how much more you'll appreciate that when you get older. So as you're at this age, Think about who you're going to be like. Think about the kind of people that you want to follow. Is it the disobedient? Those who the world thinks cool, and they look like they're having so much fun in life. You don't want to follow them, because they're set for eternal destruction. And they're also set for a lot of trouble in this world before they get there. But what about the devoted? Absolutely. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's another faithful Christian. Maybe a preacher. Maybe a combination of traits and characteristics from all of those, including those who are dead and those you read about in the Bible. Follow these examples. Learn from their decisions and their choices so that you, through the strength of Christ, may be able to serve the Lord and remember the Creator even in the days of your youth. Let's pray.